Yesterday, Doon Pauly, agronomy research scientist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, talked about the importance of soil tests and nitrogen requirements when determining spring fertilizer needs. Today, he takes a look at phosphorus, sulfur, and potassium.
Phosphorus is often applied as a dual NP-type band or seed place. It really depends on where you're at as far as your levels in the soil, your plant available levels. The more deficient your land is, the bigger the impact you're probably going to get by having a portion of that phosphorus in the seed row. You know, if your fertilization of phosphorus has been about the same as what you're taking off, you've probably been building your soil phosphorus, and you may not see a big impact by having some in the seed row and some in a band with the nitrogen. How you place it really depends on what you've been doing in the past. The more deficient your land is, or your fertilization with phosphorus has been less than what you've been pulling off in crops, then you will have a tendency to see a larger effect from seed-placed phosphorus. The higher your soil test phosphorus, or if your management has been applying a reasonable amount over time, you probably can get away by having that phosphorus a little bit farther from the seed. Routinely, I suspect most people who are growing canola are putting down a reasonable amount of sulfur because of the effect that it has on flowering. A lot of cases, if you're putting sulfur down on canola at somewhere around 15 pounds of sulfur per acre, you're probably getting close to enough for other crops in the rotation. How much is available for plants is really hard to determine with a soil test because sulfur is so mobile in the soil. You can have sulfur hotspots accumulating, and if you happen to soil sample in those areas, then it throws off, you know, the sample for that management unit or that field. That's why typically I suspect most people who are growing canola are putting down somewhere in that 15 pounds per acre range, regardless of what is there in the soil test. Potassium, I would say the soil test for potassium is fairly reliable, and if you're, you know, if you're above 300 pounds of potassium based on a 0 to 6 inch sample, the chances of you seeing a benefit from fertilizing with potash are pretty slim. But if you're below 200 pounds, then the chances of you seeing a response to potassium on your cereal crops is actually pretty good. So probably better than 50% of the time you will see a yield response to potassium. And if you're somewhere between 200 and 300 pounds, you may or you may not see a benefit from potassium fertilization. On land that's had a lot of potassium removed, and it's not really present to a big extent in the grain, but it's present in that biomass. So on land that's been silaged, on land that's had a lot of hay production where you're taking a lot off a lot of biomass, potassium levels can be drawn down and drawn down to the point that the chance of seeing a benefit from potassium fertilization is actually pretty good.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276.